I'm joined by Case Vesting, coach Mark Hams, after this evening's 1-0 win over Met Police. Mark, 4 points from two tough games. It's been a good few days.
It has been a good few days, and I'll make that five unbeaten now, is it, in the league, regardless of the League Cup game with two in five, and five unbeaten in the league, going to hopefully we can come away with 3 points, or certainly without a defeat on Saturday, and going to the big game, well, I say the big game against the top of the league next Monday, perhaps six unbeaten. It'll be very good, yeah, we're very, very, very pleased.
How good was it considering the conditions out there? It looked fairly appalling to play in.
It did, but I've got to say I'm pleased with the condition of the pitch. I'm not too sure who's responsible for that, and whoever it is, then we thank them. But yeah, I mean, it certainly did come down at times. I think I've been struck by lightning four times, and there isn't a bit of me that hasn't got rainwater in it. So it couldn't have been nice. And I think sometimes when the weather's like that, it does make the game a little bit more frenetic. And people do start to get a bit more excited because you see the odd slide tackle. I mean, a slide tackle that can probably last for 20 yards. And therefore, it adds to the excitement of the game and gees the crowd up more. And therefore, when you do start making mistakes, which anybody does, then the crowd are a little less forgiving, I think. It certainly added to the atmosphere and added to the zippiness of the game. And you're going to get games like that. We're going to have them this season. They're not all going to go our way. We'll play on rock hard pitches, icy pitches. We'll play on wet pitches. We'll play on nice sunny days. We'll just have to cope with whatever the weather brings.
Danny Summers now got 3 goals in 3 games, including 2 massively important ones, the last 2 games. He's in a rich vein of form.
Yeah, they are very important as well. I mean, I'll always be the first to praise Danny. He's one of my, I always say he's one of my kids. I've had him since he was 15, 16 years old. So I'm always very, very proud, as any manager would be when they've helped someone. He's not a kid anymore, is he? He's not 18, and when you get to train with these boys as well, and you realise his body strength and things like that as well, he's certainly becoming a man in my book, and took a lot, I think. I mean, the way the game was going Saturday against Walton, I couldn't see the goal coming. Certainly, when he's shaped to shoot it, I didn't expect him to score, so I'm very, very pleased. And he's made some ground up tonight to get into the box to score. And I'm pleased for Saheed as well, because I personally gave him a little bit of a rollicking at half-time. I wasn't happy with him. And I think he's had a decent second half. And what he did to set Danny up wasn't easy. I can assure you that wasn't easy.
And a clean sheet. So we all know how Dowse likes his clean sheets, but it's a great performance by the defence as well. Wayne Finney got man of the match.
Three players I picked out at half-time. Wayne Finney was one of them. I thought he was excellent the amount of times he got his head in first or a toe in first. I was very, very pleased with him, yeah.
Dean Lodge, it was a great pass which led to the goal, and he scored a massively important goal on Saturday. How vital is he to the team, that player who can add that touch of brilliance to change a game like that?
He is vital, and when he's in that sort of form, when he is in the form, I mean, me and Dowse both agreed after the game on Saturday that when he is in that form, he's frightening, and you would never ever want to play against him in a million years. But I think it's worth mentioning that not only has he got that, and he's got that pass tonight with the outside of his foot, he's just starting to gradually introduce another part to his game whereby when we haven't got the ball, Dean, can you actually be doing a job? Because you can always be doing a job in a game of football. And I think he's introducing that into his game, and that will be vitally important for him, certainly for us, but important for him if he wants to progress to a higher level. He will need that.
You changed the starting lineup quite a bit from Saturday. There's no Speedo, no Aaron Good, no Bobby Traynor. How many of those were down to injuries, and how many of those were dropped?
No, all three of them down to injuries. Obviously, one would be more serious than the other, but we've got a hell of a month coming up. We've got some real travelling to do in terms of Whitstable, Dover, Worthing, over the next 10 days or so. So we've got to use our loaf. I mean, Jason, we could have thrown Jason Turley back in sometime last week. But you just need to, as a manager, you know when someone's right and when someone isn't right, regardless of what they're telling you. And the manager's got to use his loaf and make those decisions and stand by them. Unfortunately, we've come through tonight. Not so much Saturday, but certainly tonight.
On Saturday, there was a few ex-Case players. Today, there are a few more Kingston has-beens. How much does it vindicate your decision when they play like that against you?
Has-beens, I think, is a bit harsh. I see what you're trying to lead me into. But I mean, I made it clear in my programme notes that we'll always welcome and back the good lads. And if I'm being honest, I think Scotty's had a great game. Martin Lee's had a decent game, orchestrated a hell of a lot of times. And I will take responsibility. I think Martin was at his strongest probably for the last 20-25 minutes when we were coming under the cosh, and I will take responsibility for some of that, because I gave instructions for NJ and Simon Huckle to do an out and out screen in front of our back four, mainly the two centre halves, but in front of the back four, because we've had games this season where teams will pump the ball against us, and nobody can tell me that those two haven't done a job when the games have been like that. Met Police changed the, because they did start doing that, they changed the way they played. Martin Lee was going and collecting the ball from deep, the number 10, I'm sorry, I don't know his name, was going and collecting the ball from deep, and then they were attacking us on the deck. So I'll take responsibility for them boys sitting deep and allowing that. But getting back to the original point, I thought Martin Lee for the last 20-25 minutes was excellent.
So would you have those players back? Are you happy with the squad at the moment?
No comment, ask the manager.
Dover beat Teating 3-1 tonight, so they're quite clear at the top of the league now. It's going to be a tough game this time next week, isn't it?
It will be, but they're the ones you want to play. And I mean, I made the point in one of my programme nights, I think, rather than sitting back and thinking, Christ, we've got to go down there on a Monday night, we'll be leaving at whatever time and the weather might be like it is tonight, but we're excited, we are so excited about being able to go down there. And people have said, well, because I think they're in a cup game on Saturday and there is a chance that if it goes to a replay we may not even play the game. I could be wrong, I think that's correct. But I beg for the game to be on. I cannot wait to go down there and enjoy the occasion. I really can't.